You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That was a track by The Clash. Rock the Kebab. I keep messing. Rock the Casper?
It sounds like you're about to say Rock the Kebab or something.
I know. Rock the Kebasa. That would be cool. Hey, we've got a very special guest in the studio. Good morning to Tom.
Kia ora. Kia ora kōrua, yeah. Nice to see you both.
How are you doing? You good?
Good, yeah. I just bashed my way through Auckland traffic on a bike and I'm still here.
Here to tell the tale and here to talk about your very cool puppet show, Paloma and the Dew of Death.
Yep.
Listeners may know you from Art Bank.
Yep.
So how did you get into puppets?
Well, I was working down in Hokitika for a year and I was art teacher at the high school down there. And I sort of got thrust into the head of department role. well, not head of department, but anyway, I was there and I was in charge of the budget and I thought that I'd run out of money. And so I started trying to get my kids to make driftwood puppets.
Oh, whoa.
Which... was cheap but also a really unsuccessful lesson because I didn't really know what I was doing, but in working that out with the students, it kind of meant that I just made some puppets. And then I had also made a radio play for BFM years ago with the same sort of storyline, similar storyline, and so I just kind of like turned the radio play into a puppet show.
And what is the storyline? What's Paloma and the Dew of Death about?
Well, there's kind of two things going on. There's Paloma, who's an elderly castaway who's living on a... Well, no, she's on a cruise ship and she's just lost her husband, Phil. Mm. So she's sort of in a state of mourning, I guess, and kind of trying to work out what to do with her life post-Phil. And then, at the same time, there's a group of Grim Reapers who are... going on their fourth smoko since the dawn of time. And so they are sort of pissed off that they've only had four smokos.
Did you readapt that storyline for the kids or did that stick?
No, it's just, it's not really written for kids. It's more for adults. Yeah. And kids kind of have to go with it. And one of them vapes and there's quite a lot of death involved.
Oh my gosh.
So it's all a little bit crazy. But anyway, those Grim Reapers end up sort of fighting, they go on strike and they end up getting privatized, but they also manage to wrangle a staff party. And so when Paloma crashes the cruise ship, they end up on a tropical island for their staff party and they all end up in the same place and chaos ensues.
Amazing.
Paloma has to survive the Grim Reaper's staff party.
This is a wildly good story.
Yeah.
Sounds so great.
Yeah, so it's all good. And Phil is like this kind of ghostly narrator at the start, and there's a whole lot of cameos from old father time and like a fat cat corporate businessman, and the son even has a little cameo. So
how did you go from adapting it from a radio play, which is all audio, to something like puppets, which is incredibly visual?
Well, actually it started off as a comic, like way back.
Whoa.
And so the comic is actually really similar to a puppet stage because it's got a little... You're like kind of working in a sort of frame.
Oh, that's super interesting.
Yeah,
I think about it.
Visually it's quite similar. So I kind of had quite a visual... I'm quite a visual person. And so, I had that in mind. And so... And then also having a radio play means that you don't really need to worry about a whole lot of stuff for a while. And then now I do all the voices myself. But for a while there, I was just like working from the radio play.
Does sound play a big part in the puppet show?
Yeah, it does. I've got, Madison Plummer, Madison Bailey, who's a good friend of mine from art school, has made these amazing soundtracks. I might be able to bring one up after a break. She's gone really well and she's sort of made these... I kind of tried to say like, we need the songs for between the scenes because it takes a while to change the scenes. And she was like, okay. And so she's kind of gone with that kind of Seinfeld like bass.
Oh my gosh.
Very like, cool.
for some of them. And then she's kind of gone like, there's one called Tropical Seinfeld and Yeah, I've actually got a new phone, so I hope I can find it all on my phone. But yeah, I'll try and play one track.
Did you find the transition to, like, when you transitioned from the radio play into, like, designing what the characters would all look like and how the puppets were all kind of, like, be laid out? Was that quite easy or was it quite a challenge?
It's quite a challenge, yeah, because I was making them out of driftwood as well, so there was quite a lot of, like, natural weirdness to the materials. And, yeah, the first puppet I made has been adapted into this Grim Reaper called Trish, and she's, like, incredibly badly made. Like, there's something goes wrong with her all the time. So, and a lot of the... Yeah, I've had some really good help with the puppetry from random puppeteers around New Zealand. There aren't many of them, but they've been really helpful. And one of them early on said, like, if anything goes wrong, just get the puppets to blame the puppeteer. And it's like this kind of constant gag. And so there's this all this kind of, like, I'm breaking the fourth wall where, like, especially with Trish, because she's just constructed so poorly. made out of, like, a burnt piece of wood and some rope. And, yeah, it's just like... Yeah, she's a crowd favorite, but sometimes she's a genuine hassle. Like, it takes, like, a few minutes between the scenes because she's all tangled up.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
So are these puppets, are they all marionettes or?
Yeah, they're pretty much all marionettes. There's two stick puppets.
How long have you been working on this? Like, how long does it take to learn to move a puppet?
Well, if you watch it, you'll see that I haven't fully learnt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process, but I was in Hokitika in 2018, so and I started working pretty hard on it since then.
Nice.
And yeah, I kind of work on it on and off now. I'm trying to come up with a sequel at the moment, which is going quite well in my head. Yeah, so it's all good.
And if people want to come see Paloma and the Dew of Death,
yes.
When, where, how?
So it's on, we're putting it on Thursday night, Friday night and Saturday night. A quite small venue in the Parnell train station at a gallery called Papatunga. And so if you want to come, you can go to the Papatunga website. You just have to Google Papatunga, which is Papatunga. And you would, go on the website and there's a Google Slides, and you can just put your name on the Google Slides. It's very unprofessional, but it should do the job. Otherwise, it's Paloma and the Dew of Death Paloma and the Dew of Death on Instagram, and people can go to there and just send me a DM, and I'll hook you up with a ticket. Thursday's selling out, but the rest of them, Friday and Saturday, are pretty empty.
And this is also a fundraiser for something.
Yeah, so we're going to try and build a theatre on a trailer. And so,
amazing.
Yeah, that's the kind of plan.
Portable theatre vibes?
Yeah, and so we can go, it means we could be able to go to festivals and travel around the country a little bit more easily. It takes a long time to set it up at the moment. Which is, my co-puppeteer Ben and I are a bit sick of that.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's the kind of, the gist of it, really.
Very nice. And what can people expect when they go to this show?
Well, it's amateur in a sense. Like, I know it costs $15, but there's quite a lot of time between the scenes. So,
That's a steal.
Yeah, so it's quite a social vibe. It's quite intimate. The puppets are in a kind of, if you can imagine a Punch and Judy theatre, they're kind of like, it's like a big tent with a hole in it and with a square. So it's like watching 4D TV. It's really good. And what else? It takes about an hour. There's quite a lot of music, some special effects, like one of them vapes. There's a whole lot of cool ones. The ship, when it sinks, there's something to watch out for.
Oh my gosh.
There's lots of craziness.
Well, thank you so much, Tom Chook,
coming on
the show to talk about Paloma and the Dew of Death.
Yep.
Thursday to Saturday.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks very much, team.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.